We should already be entering the station. The more arduous and much longer part of the journey now lay ahead of us, crossing the Irish Sea. Since this enterprise could take 8 hours or more, we put up at the Northwestern Hotel, which was, in a way, in front of the station. I used this afternoon for a quick visit to Liverpool, where I plan to visit the Town Hall, St. George's Hall, and Speke Hall, which is one of the most striking examples of the Tudor period's half-timbered buildings, including its magnificent gardens, as well as the old Catholic Church of St. Peter. A walk along the banks of the Mersey River finally led me to the docks. The modern and almost gigantic harbour facility of Liverpool is one of the most important pivotal points of British dominance over the world economy. Countless ships come and go, loaded with raw materials from the colonies, or fully loaded with products of our steel and textile industry to deliver them to all corners of the world. At the same time, the port of Liverpool is also a hub for people. For the majority of the massively growing population of the United States of America, this port was the beginning of their journey to their new homeland. Amongst them also more than 1 million Irish emigrants. Anyways, tomorrow we would take the ship leading to an alternate route from Liverpool to Dublin. Holmes, who had refused to go on a tour through town with me, only got to see me again at the breakfast table in the hotel saloon the next morning. "Well, Watson," he began, as I sat down with him,